again, are there any other public comments from San Francisco? See no other public comments from San Francisco. I would like to go to UCLA. Any comments at UCLA?
Yes, we do. We have Mark Strassman here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'd like to thank Mr. Klein and the rest of the panel for listening today to this. I'd like to suggest that instead of putting the CIRM in only one of the four highly qualified places that you're considering, that you put it everywhere in California by allowing the president and the 50 staff members who will be working there to telecommute to a cyberspace virtual CIRM. This will, at the least, allow you to avoid the inevitable disappointment and humiliation of three of the four proposed sites. It would mean that the CIRM's work of searching for cures can begin much sooner. It will save the CIRM and the ICOC the cost of rent, or building a new building, or being beholden to whomever convinces you to accept their gift of free space. It will allow the CIRM to do its business using the best tools and best practices that modern technology and management science can provide. It will save CIRM employees the indignity, wasted time, and frustration of being stuck on the freeways of the gridlocked urban area where you might choose otherwise to put a physical CIRM. Putting the CIRM into cyberspace will lay the groundwork for building a California biogrid that would allow every organization getting a CIRM grant to tap into massive aggregations of compute cycles collected from supercomputing centers in San Diego, underutilized network systems in the Silicon Valley, state government computers, and the contributions of millions of Californians willing to let their PCs unravel the mysteries of protein folding while they sleep. Creating a cyber CIRM and a California biogrid would catalyze the development of the field of computational biology, facilitate the genomic sequencing of every Californian, make more likely and easier the construction of a broadband California in which every institution and every individual has access to liberating amounts of computing power and empowering torrents of intelligible information. This scenario would also generate the means to expand e-government, upgrade every aspect of public and private education to undreamed-of levels of efficiency and scope, provide instantaneous multimedia communications for every Californian, enable smart initiatives in remote internet voting for real democracy, and offer more entertainment options than could have been conceived even in the most recent past in the fevered imagination of the most fervent Hollywood studio executive. Building a cyber CIRM and a California biogrid would give California's hard tech sector...
Limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Well, the rest...
He's just about done.
Just about done. This is all on my website. Just ask for CIRM at Google News. To keep California in front of the pack, to speed the finding of cures, to save money, to enhance the quality of life of CIRM employees, to lay the groundwork for a cyber California that can lead the world not just in biomedical research, but in economic development, democracy, and still unimagined forms of self and collective expression, I urge you to put the CIRM everywhere in California by putting it in cyberspace. Thank you.
Okay, well, I thank you. It was a very eloquent statement. And if we can imagine all the possibilities you've raised, I would hope that wherever it's located, California's biogrid can be created regardless of what the location is of this institute.